This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha of the news, the headlines first. Top leaders discuss transitional justice-related issues at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, agree to create conducive environment for protecting the constitution. Speaker Devraj Khimire points out need of commitment among political leaders and people's representative to ensure good governance. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak rules out any disputes in ruling coalition, and U.S. Supreme Court orders temporary halt to deportations of detained Venezuelans under antique law. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of three political parties, including Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, have held discussions on creating a favorable environment to protect the existing political system and the inclusive constitution of the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal. In a discussion held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, the leaders agreed that pro-Republican forces, including major political parties, should stand together to move forward, being aware of those who violate the constitution and disrupt the peace and order of the country by creating social chaos. The discussion was held by Prime Minister and CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, and the Prime Minister's Advisor on Human Rights and Transitional Justice, Agni Karel. Prime Minister's Advisor Karel informed the meeting that about the work being done by the Recommendation Committee formed to select office bearers for the two commissions related to transitional justice. Speaker Devraj Khimire has said good governance has not been established in the country due to political instability. At the National Governance Summit 2025 organized by the Good Governance Protection Forum today, Speaker Khimire pointed out the need of commitment among political leaders and people's representatives to ensure good governance and carry out activities being accountable towards the nation and people. Speaker Khimire argued that good governance would not be established until political leadership determines towards correcting behavior. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that there is no alternative to democracy and republic in the country. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Nepal Press Union Kaski in Pokhara today, Home Minister Lekhak urged everyone to unite against violent activities that change the constitutional system in the name of the former monarchist or anyone else. On the occasion, the Home Minister Lekhak said, the ruling coalition of the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML had no problems at all and is working smoothly. Home Minister Lekhak said the ruling partners have good relations to take together the activities as per plan. On a different note, he said there was no issue at all on appointment of governor and government is committed to fulfilling teachers' demands. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, has said women entrepreneurship would be a significant base for tourism-related economy. At a program on women in Nepali tourism industry in present digital era organized by Nepal Tourism Board today, Minister Pandey mentioned that women are capable to play leading roles to develop tourism. Keeping the development and prosperity of tourism sector in center, Minister Pandey also expressed commitment to allocate budget in the upcoming fiscal year. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stated that attempts are being made to take undue advantage of the country's current situation. At a program in Kathmandu today, Chairperson Dahal said the retrograde conspiracy and misadventure will be defeated, praising the role played by the Newar community in Nepal's democratic movement and changes. Chairperson Dahal opined that the Maoists did not back down from their issues, even though they left some issues when the constitution was promulgated for various reasons. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक टिप को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ सब कनेक्टेड रहस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस
डेटा फॉर एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज नाउ स्पोर्ट्स अपडेट Nepal has failed to qualify for the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup after rain became a hindrance. Afghanistan qualified for the World Cup after the match against Nepal under the ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup Asia qualifiers was postponed due to rain. Called off due to rain. The match was scheduled to be played at 9:30 a.m. today at the Lower Mulpani Cricket Ground. However, the match could not be played on time due to rain. Despite the work of drying the water-soaked field, the match could not be played due to lack of time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The United States Supreme Court has ordered a temporary halt on the deportation of two Venezuelan men using the antique wartime law invoked previously by the administration of President Donald Trump to send hundreds of people to El Salvador. The country's top court issued the order to pause the deportation of the men in immigration custody early on Saturday after their lawyers filed an urgent petition citing an imminent risk of removal without due process. The ruling sets up the possibility of another challenge by the Trump administration to the power of the courts and even a full-blown constitutional crisis. Two of the nine justices on the Supreme Court, conservatives Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, dissented from the decision. The court issued the ruling following an emergency appeal filed by the American Civil Liberties Union contending that immigration authorities appear to be moving to restart removals under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The Supreme Court had said in April that deportations could proceed only if those about to be removed had a chance to argue their case in court and were given a reasonable time to contest their pending removals. The White House has not yet commented on the ruling. Iran and the United States have begun a second round of indirect nuclear talks in Italy's capital Rome, according to Iranian state media. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi leads the Iranian delegation, which envoy Steve Witkoff heads the U.S. team. The two officials are negotiating indirectly through Omani mediators. The first round a week ago was held in Oman's capital Muscat. According to Al Jazeera, before the start of the talks, Araghchi said he has serious doubts over the motivations of the U.S. in regards to the talks and added a nuclear deal is possible only if unrealistic demands are not met. Today's talks in Rome come a week after the two sides had what Iran called indirect talks in Muscat, the first high-level discussions since U.S. President Trump abandoned the nuclear deal in 2018. Western countries, including the U.S., have long accused Iran of seeking to acquire nuclear weapons, an allegation Tehran has consistently denied, insisting that its program is for peaceful civilian purposes. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of hilly region of Karnali province. There are also chances of light rainfall or snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders discussed transitional justice-related issues as Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar agreed to create conducive environment for protecting the Constitution. Speaker Devraj Khemire points out need of commitment among political parties and people's representatives to ensure good governance. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak rules out any disputes in ruling coalition, and U.S. Supreme Court orders temporary halt to deportations of detained Venezuelans under antique law. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.